y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your hosts, Diamond and Silk, and Silk also.
Diamond, oh, Diamond.
Oh, my God. Well, stop right now, whatever you're doing. Yeah. And I want you to subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I told you all from the very beginning that it's not going to be long that big tech starts censoring us. I'll be down.
It's
already started.
It happened.
So make sure you subscribe so that each time we drop a podcast, you will receive a notification.
That's right.
Also, you all, don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk?
Uh-huh.
You can get a signed autographed copy of the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. That's diamondandsilkbookstore.com. And guess what?
What?
They make great stocking stuffers.
That's right. And for anyone who would like to advertise on our podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com.
Well, Silk, I want to jump this off with this girl. So I know people was taken aback when the president tweeted out something.
Uh-huh.
And you know, anytime he tweets out something and people may not quite understand it, oh my God, everybody just goes
cuckoo.
Up.
Cuckoo.
And so let me just pull up. Let me just take a moment here and let me pull up this tweet that he tweeted out on yesterday.
Okay.
So that we can get clarification and we can also get understanding. Because oftentimes people, they don't understand what they're reading. They're going off. So let me clarify, because you know, once he tweeted this, the left-wing media had a field day with it.
Yeah.
So here's what he said. He said, "I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for her steadfast dedication and loyalty to our country.
Uh-huh.
She has been harassed, threatened, and abused. And I do not want to see this happen to her, her family, or employees at GSA. Our case strongly continues, and we will keep up the good fight. And I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regards to initial protocols and have told my team to do the same."
Okay.
So what she's over is making sure when it comes to the transition and any whoever is they are calling, quote unquote, the president-elect, they're making sure they receive the funds and their little office they need to do whatever they have to do with the transitioning.
It's part of the process for transitioning, but she's being harassed.
Right.
And with her being harassed,
go ahead, give these people what they want
so that she won't be harassed.
So she won't be harassed,
that's how I read that
threatened,
tweet.
Her animals are threatened.
Right.
You know, this is how the left, this is what they do. They want to threaten. They want to vilify, demonize you is what they choose to do. So they're just continuing on with the process of something. Of whatever this transitioning thing is.
Right,
okay.
Right.
I want people to understand. So the left-wing media took that and they ran with it. And they said, oh my God, that must mean that the president is conceding. It does not.
Right.
Understand that. Again, it does not.
Right.
So here is what the president put out after that. He said, "What does GSA being allowed to preliminary work with the Dems have to do with continuing to pursue our various cases on what will go down as the most corrupt election in American political history?
Mm-hmm.
We are moving full speed ahead. We'll never concede to fake ballots or dominion."
That's
so he clarified it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, so other people won't get hurt in the riff, keep it moving.
Yeah.
But this is what we're doing over here.
Yeah. This poor lady is stuck in the middle of this because nobody has been certified as the president.
That's right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Nobody.
Right.
And so with the lawsuits and different things that are still going on, things are still really up in the air right now.
They're still up in the air.
But you have these Democrat demagogues that want to take and threaten this lady, harass this lady to the point where it's basically causing fear.
Right.
It's creating fear and panic. And one thing about our president, he do not want anybody to feel like their life is in danger.
Right. Or be threatened by other people. Or be
threatened by other people. Right, yes. Right. So he gave the okay. But one thing he said in there, he said, our case strongly continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail.
And I like that.
Yeah.
So we ain't stopped fighting this. The president has not conceded this. We are still in this here. And as a matter of fact, some of these cases will be going to the Supreme Court.
That's right.
Is what we're pushing for. Yes. Because a lot of the constitutional laws was broken when it comes to our election.
That's right.
We have a right to free and fair elections. And if we're not getting a free and fair election, if our votes are being cast out for a fake vote,
yes,
that's a problem.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I want to calm the waters when it comes to that, you all.
Yeah.
Please stop it with the antics, you all, and stop always assuming. Another thing that's happening, we see in the media there's a lot of subliminal messaging, a lot of psychological trying to weigh you down, making you think it's this way and this is the only way.
Right.
That's because they want you all to believe the narrative and fall for it. Ignore the ballot harvesting. Ignore dead people voting in the election and illegal aliens voting in this election, allegedly. Yeah. All alleged. Ignore all of that. Ignore the Dominion machine.
Yeah, the mass fraud.
And how they took votes away from President Trump and gave them to Biden. You saw that in real time.
Right.
They want you to ignore that and go along with the narrative.
Their narrative.
So understand, listen, you all, 90% of our media is ran by three corporations, and these are left-leaning liberals.
Right.
So what do they do? Anything that you read, that you see, and that you hear, they're going to push their narrative. And so some of the things that may be coming out, you may not think it's no truth to it, because when you go, you may see a Snopes saying that they fact-checked it or they checked it out and it's fake. Listen to me. This is the biggest disinformation campaign that has been thrown upon us in our lifetime.
In our lifetime, yeah.
You see what I'm
especially
saying?
Especially whenever you hear them saying that President Trump could have won if this, or could have won if that. President Trump did win.
Right.
What happened is the fraud that's going on is what is up in the air, and they're trying to make it appear like Biden won with all of this fraudulent votes.
Right.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly on the votes.
Uh-huh.
But that's what they're trying to make it appear like. Mm-hmm. So when they say to me, big tech pushing all of this different particular information and censoring conservative voices, if they would not have did that, then Trump would have won. That's a lie. What big tech did was interfered in the election. What the media did was interfered
in the election.
Uh-huh. President Trump won this election fair and square.
Yes,
it's the cheaters.
Uh-huh.
That we have an issue with
the
here.
Ones that took it or tried to take it from the winner. Okay, so this is breaking news.
Uh-huh.
Ballot count upload error in Arizona. Over 6,000 false Biden votes discovered. Okay.
Whoa.
So now Joe Biden lead in Arizona dropped from 10,377 votes to 4,202 after a machine error was discovered on this week, you all.
Mm.
So things like that are happening.
Right.
And this is why we have to get to the bottom. Because this is, again, they overdid it. They overplayed their hand. You are trying to get us to believe that Joe Biden, who really didn't campaign, have more votes than any other president in history. That is a lie.
That's a lie.
But what's the truth is this here. The machines.
Yeah.
Taking votes from President Trump, giving them to Biden.
That's right.
The different ballot harvesting.
Yeah.
Ballots being completed for Biden by one person and other people's names. That's fraud.
That's fraud.
You see what I'm saying?
That's straight
Those
fraud.
Those are the things that's happening.
Yeah.
So I found that interesting that that was coming out in the woodwork.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a lot.
And they keep pushing that out there. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is trying to smother voices like Diamond and Silk to say, oh, no, they're pushing misinformation, whenever we're trying to give you the information clear as day as to what everybody clearly sees here.
Right.
We see this fraud going on. We see how this election is trying to be stolen. If you just take a quick look at all of these people that Biden is trying to pull into his circle. This is the deep state snakes and the rats that's been clogging the pipe. He's trying to pull them back into the swamp.
Well, here's the deal. So that lets you know he has nothing new.
Nothing new.
When you want to go back and get the old stuff and bring back all of the old stuff that didn't work for our country,
yeah.
That didn't work for the American people,
right.
That did not work for a good economy,
right.
You want to bring that mess back in.
That's right.
So really, you're not for the people. But here is what's going to be the strangest thing.
Okay.
Biden don't have that type of support.
No.
The only thing he has is the media.
Yeah.
Who keep covering up for him.
Huh?
Who owns you all what you see, what you read, and what you hear.
Yeah.
But as far
and
as and big tech.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the ones that they pay to go out here and create anarchy in the streets.
Yeah.
President Trump has the people.
We the people.
That's why 79 to 80% of President Trump supporters know that this election was stolen.
That's
and
right.
I think we tweeted out, you know, Americans believe that this election, half of Americans believe that this election was stolen.
Uh-huh.
But the other half knows that this election was stolen.
Without a shadow of doubt.
And it was. It was stolen from President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason why they do their hit pieces or what you call they shit pieces on me and you is because they don't want us to tell how we really feel.
To tell the truth.
They want
about
us
it.
To go along with the narrative and we can't.
Because one thing we have is what's called intuition.
That's right.
And we can feel what's going on. And they know that whenever Diamond and Silk say something, mm-hmm. 10 out of 10 is right.
10 out of 10 is
they
right.
They know it.
Right.
They mm-hmm. knows it. Uh-huh.
And what they did was they used this pandemic in the midst of everything to pull off they're trying to pull off the biggest coup. Now, you all, okay, this is going to have to go to the Supreme Court, you all.
That's right.
Because of constitutional laws. Understand, when we talk about the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court deals with Constitution.
Right.
What's the Constitution followed?
Right.
Mass influx of ballots, and you don't know where these ballots come from, that has been dumped at these different polling sites.
Right.
All completed for Biden. Don't that seem like fraud to you?
Woo.
Different states where they have more people who's not on the registration rolls voted. That's on the registration roll.
Then that's on the registration
roll.
So
it doesn't make sense. Don't that seem like fraud to you?
Right.
Don't you think that should be investigated? Another thing that should be investigated. Whenever you have, if you had 7 million people on the registration rolls and all 7 million voted.
All 7 million.
That needs to be investigated because that's not.
And then with these different rolls, still having people that's not even eligible to vote.
That's right.
Or that may have passed on.
Right.
But their name is still on the roll. Mm-hmm.
Now that brings me to this.
Uh-huh.
And I think you brought this up and I'm going to bring it up again.
Bring it on up.
Do black people really vote in these elections?
Woo!
Or when the Democrats feel like they are behind, do they simply just take and fill out ballots of black people?
Under black people's names.
And black people don't even realize it.
That's right.
So that they can get that vote in that whatever election so that they can win the election.
Mm.
So I'm questioning all of this here.
Something has to be investigated.
That's right.
Here.
Because here's the deal. Whenever the election was going on, I remember it was Fox News, this cat on air.
Yeah.
One day they said 28 million people have already voted in this election.
Uh-huh.
2 days later, they said 50 million people. And I tweeted out something. Then a day or so later, they said 40 million people. That is what we call subliminal messaging. Is
to
what
make
that
it
is.
Appear like. All of these people were standing in line.
Right.
When you saw it on TV, all of these black people were standing in line. Hell, that could have been from whenever Obama was running.
Absolutely, you all.
Yeah.
Listen to me. So you have to understand what's going on. That's why what I do, if I'm not looking at my own, if we're not looking at what we ditch and switch to.
That's right.
Which is Newsmax.
Right.
I just, or some of the other ones that is very conservative.
Uh-huh.
I just sort of cut it off.
I turn it off.
I just turn it off.
Because
I cannot watch you sit in despair. I cannot watch the coup attempt. This is treason at the highest level.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to get in trouble for
this. I'm ready for somebody to go to jail.
Yeah.
It's time for somebody to start getting locked up here because of what's been happening. It is a disgrace that a lot of our three-letter agencies are full of a four-letter word.
That's right.
And they continue to do this cycle over and over and over. And that's why you got these deep state snakes feeling like they can continue to do all of this stuff against the will of the American people. Because even though they get caught, they're not getting prosecuted to the full extent of the
right.
law.
Right. And why?
So that's that two-tier system.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Paul Bernard wrote this here, and they said, new. Real Donald Trump would have won 311 electoral votes if media wasn't biased, two surveys say. Media had a partner in Twitter, which the MRC and Brent Brazel said censored Trump 262 times during the end of his campaign. Biden team were never censored. I want people to understand what Big Tech did, like you said.
Uh-huh.
They interfered in this election.
They interfered.
But President Trump won this hands down.
I believe he would have had over 400 electoral votes.
Uh-huh. Right.
I believe that President Trump turned every state red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe
mm-hmm.
that mm-hmm. with without a shadow of doubt.
Right.
So when I see that, what you just read mm-hmm. there, that he would have won 311 if this.
He would have won more.
That, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the election interference, because of the voter fraud, because of the election fraud.
Right.
Okay. The trying to steal the election.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening right now, he's not certified as a right now as the winner.
Mm-hmm. This seemed like an attempt coup as far
That's
as
straight
I'm
up,
concerned.
Straight up.
And here's the thing. This needs to be investigated.
Yes.
The
it
fraud
got to
needs
be.
To be investigated. Too many coincidences. And it's like everybody wants you to shut up, sit down, be quiet. Don't say anything about
yeah.
it. It's nothing to see here. This
Just
is a nothing
on.
Burger.
Uh-uh.
You have Paul Ryan coming out saying that it's conspiratorial, basically. What the president is
He's part of
saying.
The deep state snakes.
Absolutely.
He's
Let
a rat clogging a
clogging
pipe.
Let me just read to you. He said, Paul Ryan said, attacks on our voting system really needs to stop, in my opinion, and that Trump's lawyers are offering baseless conspiracy theories. He also offered that divided government will be more fruitful for Joe Biden, the latest in playbook PM. Now, here's the deal.
Mm.
Paul Ryan worked for Fox News.
Mm.
He sits on the board, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I can understand why he would think like that, because they part of all of the shenanigans that's going on now.
Yeah.
And he's one of the deep state snakes that want everyone to shut up,
uh-huh.
sit down, and don't see nothing. When
yeah.
you know, I know, we
that's
can
right.
all see this
yeah.
with all eight of our eyes and all million of y'all eyes.
That's right.
There's something that's not right about this here.
Yep.
And these are the people, they want you
uh-huh.
to shut up. But as a black woman,
uh-huh.
I can't shut up.
That's right.
Because something ain't right
something
about this.
Something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
You've been attacking our president for over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about attacks on the voting system,
mm-hmm. right.
all of this different stuff. Wait a minute. You are attacking we the American people.
That's right.
Because it was our votes.
Mm-hmm.
We got out there and put in our votes,
mm-hmm.
and to cancel out our American votes for an illegal alien vote, for a dead person vote, for ashes of a dead cat vote, for a service animal vote, that
mm-hmm.
is illegal,
that's right.
it's wrong,
and
it's unconstitutional,
that's right.
and it is fraud.
Right. And so the way that these cases is going to have to be fought is
yeah.
through with the Constitution.
Within our system,
within
that's
our
right.
system, our U.S. Supreme Court.
Court.
And so
system.
These cases are going
yeah.
to hopefully the Supreme Court.
Everybody with a hand in this it's like a bank heist, but it's an election heist.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that had a hand in this should be locked up and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Right.
They need to do some time
mm-hmm.
for this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is the biggest
Sham of a scam. And the American people. And you cannot disenfranchise 73 million voters. You're not going to be able to do
73 million plus.
Real voters.
Yeah.
Not the fake ones.
Yeah.
Not the people that's in the grave.
Yeah.
The service animals.
Uh-huh.
The illegal aliens. Or the ones that they fixed on a ballot that don't even realize they voted in this election.
Right.
Because somebody fraudulently voted for them. These are the real people
that's
that
right.
voted for President Donald J. Trump that he had behind him. And that's 73 million people.
Plus. Because look at it. When I keep saying plus, look at the number of people that was removed from Trump and given to Biden. What those numbers got to come back over to President Trump's column.
Right. And what Paul Ryan needs to be worried about is all of the kickbacks and the paddy whacks that you got.
That's right.
While you went in D.C. Why don't you worry about that and talk about that and leave our president name out of your mouth? Because you're not for him.
That's right.
We're
going to say allegedly because we wasn't there doing a transfer.
We know some kickbacks and some paddy whacks.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, Andrew Cuomo, you know, this mofo. Mm,
what did he do, girl?
This mofo.
What did he do?
He is saying that he's calling all of the officers that refuse to comply with his order, and he's calling them dictators.
So Andrew Cuomo, who plays COVID-19 patients in rest homes with our elderly, killing them, is calling, who wants to shut down his state, who want to mandate masks, threaten people's livelihoods, call our police officers dictators when they trying to fulfill what he want them to do. Now they tired of it.
Yeah. He said, I believe that law enforcement officers violates his or her constitutional duty. I don't consider them a law enforcement officer because you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you will enforce. And you don't enforce laws that you don't agree with, right? That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator. That's how he said that.
What about the American people constitutional rights? Go ahead, girl.
What about this being a law?
That's right.
This was because not governed
a legislator did not say that every citizen in the state of New York have to wear masks. You did that as a governor acting like a dictator.
That's right. And the emergency declaration was over with on May the 1st. We did the 30-day emergency declaration. So with that being over with, you need state legislators to come in and govern the laws and set the laws for these lockdowns, for these mask mandates. So the person that's being a dictator here is you, Cuomo, the one that's enforcing this stuff that's not even law.
Right.
And the police officer is supposed to enforce the law. There got to be a law to be enforced in order for them to enforce it. Kudos to every law enforcer or officer who refuse to enforce this BS that they know is BS because it is not law.
That's right.
You know it's not law. Yeah.
And this is what I call tyranny.
Yes.
People with their feet on your neck. Yeah. Enough is enough. Kudos to the officers that don't want to enforce that.
That's the
biggest dictator right here is Cuomo.
Yeah.
Who think that he have a sense of entitlement.
Uh-huh.
I think they even giving him an award. Giving him an award for what? For killing up folks?
For being the number one person to kill off folks?
Yeah. For having the highest numbers of deaths because of his negligence? For denying people therapeutic medicine through an executive order?
Yeah. You know, these damn governors have gotten on my last nerve.
Yeah.
Because if they were so concerned about your health, they will remove the restrictions off of these therapeutic medicines that could possibly save your life.
That's right.
They got restrictions on the very medicines that's been used in situations like this.
That's
right. Know? They the one did this right here. They want to say, well, we're going to lock you down. If lockdowns really work, why we got to do another one?
That's right. Uh-huh. If masks really work, why is this spreading like you said?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
It is what it is, ain't it?
Yeah.
So people have to listen. The President Trump has already laid it out there.
Yes.
You going to have to stand up for your rights. He can't do everything by himself.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying, Sil?
That's right.
It's going to take more than just him. We got to stand up
for
our rights. You see what
I'm saying? It's going to take us standing up for our civil liberties, for our rights, for our constitutional rights. And, you know, there was somebody that actually claimed that he turned his church into a strip joint.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Yeah. So, apparently, Governor Mike Huckabee had mentioned something about, you know, if you want to go to church, since strip joints are being considered as essential, you know, just turn your churches into a strip joint.
Yeah, the guy's name is Rob McCoy.
Yeah.
He heard about Mike Huckabee's suggestion on Hannity and then took him up on that. So the California pastor, he temporarily turns his chapel into a strip club to be deemed essential.
Yes.
Well, baby, you are stripping away the sin.
Yes.
You are stripping away all of the stuff that's not like God.
Yes.
You're stripping it away. So I agree. Turn it all into a strip club and strip away at all of the demonic demons that's sitting up there trying to take hold of this country.
That's right. And when he came out, girl, he came out with the music. I was like, he should have some like two poles sitting there in the pulpit. He came out, then started taking off his tie, told the audience, come on, stand up. He said they said this is essential.
Right.
So I got to preach the word of God. Let's make this here essential. And like you say, strip away every demon. Single demon that's trying to keep us from worshiping.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you, there's a foul spirit.
Foul.
It's done creeped up in our country.
Yes.
And it seemed like we are at war, not only with this global elite, these global elitists, but also with this media, girl.
Yes.
This left-wing media and even some on the right,
y'all. Yes.
They're feeding us misinformation, disinformation, and when you go against the grain or you stand up to it, then they want to write hit pieces on you and make you think you're the bad guy when there's something wrong with them. We can't let that happen.
No.
We are going to have to stand up for our rights or we're not going to have no rights.
Especially our pastors.
Right.
Especially our
pastors. And I need church.
We need.
Everybody needs some religion, okay? Yeah. Everybody needs some church. And if your choice is to go to church and worship and do what we
that's your First Amendment right.
But the deal is, why don't they want you to go to church? Just like, why don't they want you to have Thanksgiving dinner? They want to take and separate you. They don't want you to congregate.
They don't want you
to separate so that you won't talk to each other.
Right.
Because when you talk, you plot, you plan, you understand. When you see two and two or three touching and agreeing, I am in it. God is in the midst.
That's right.
Honey, when two or three of you all can get there and figure out what's going on, then now you can make a plan for you, your families, on how you proceed moving forward. You know, a lot of this stuff is hogwash, and this here stuff is not right. What's being pushed down our throats.
And the same people that's trying to push this mess down our throats, they did it back to the slaves, to our ancestors back in the day. They didn't want them congregating together in fear that they will come together and say, wait a minute, figure some stuff out really on how they were being done wrong and so forth. So they're doing the same thing today. But this is the United States of America.
Right.
We are free today over here in this country. And with us being free, we get to go to church over here. In this country.
Right.
Period.
Not only are we free, but we want to remain free.
That's right.
Open up our synagogues.
Yeah.
Open up our church.
Yeah.
I tell you what, every business church facility is essential.
Yes.
Yes.
It's essential. Open it up.
The church is, my favorite restaurant is, my favorite clothing store is, my favorite spot is. It's essential to me because I need it when I need it.
That's right. Let's not allow these people to stop our cycle of life.
Right.
We are supposed to be able to have access to life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
Right.
We can't pursue no happiness dead.
Right.
We can't pursue no life if we can't breathe.
Right.
How can we be happy if we can't go to work, go to church, if we can't do what we are supposed to do as human beings?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How can we be happy, Donna?
We can't be happy. We won't be happy. And I'm not going to be happy if I know that global elitists have tried to take over this country and got us living like slaves. Ooh, I'm not going to be happy because we don't know nothing about that. Now, I'm so sorry if you've gotten caught up in this mix and you allowed yourself to be used by these global elitists. Is by all of these so-called movements that's creating anarchy and Marxists in our movements in our country.
Yeah.
So too bad.
But
you don't even understand that they're going to use you first as the slave.
That's right.
For even participating in their antics.
That's right.
So your best bet is to open up your eyes, wake up, and see exactly what's going on here.
Right.
And the first thing that we got to deal with is this voter irregularity, voter fraud, whatever you want to call this. Because this, if we don't get this together, we done turned into a banana republic.
Come on, girl.
We ain't going to know what hit us.
Yep.
And we ain't going to be used to this.
That's right.
Because a lot of y'all used to go and get your hair done, your nails done, going where you want to. What's going to happen when somebody tell you you can't? Because they already trying to stop you.
That's right.
You can't drink. You can't go to church. certain things you just can't do. You got to stay in your house.
Somebody telling you, you can't do something.
You can't celebrate the holidays with your family. Uh-huh. We done already had Thanksgiving. What you going to do for us on Christmas?
Take away the Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
We'll truly be the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You all, thank you so very much for a great podcast, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Listen, don't forget, make sure you subscribe to our podcast, so each time we drop a podcast, you will receive a notification.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch the Awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. That's diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you want to advertise on our podcast, please send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to leave us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Wow. Listen, y'all, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we'll see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.